We've got a really tight race here in the men's varsity four grand final. We've got Navy, Georgetown, Washington, Brown, California, and Northeastern. Looks like Washington and Brown are really going at it. California, only a couple seats down.
$250. This is a favorite time to take a 10. And it looks like Washington might have gotten another seat on Brown. But Cal has taken a move. Cal has taken a move to come even with Brown.
Give us a mirror, Mark.
And I think they took a little bit of a flutter. They're up a little bit. Well, 35 maybe. That's not a flutter. Yep. But it's very tightly packed here. This is some great racing in this grand final varsity four. Washington slightly ahead, but 36 strokes a minute for all three of those crews. Through the 1,000 in 305 unofficially. And Washington now has four seats on Brown and Cal. You got to be patient in the middle 1,000. You got to work hard, but you don't have to lead to the 1,000 to win the race, to state the obvious. But sometimes crews get really anxious and they want to be leading, and they spin their wheels a little bit. Washington now is starting to make a little bit of a statement here, and they've got almost seven seats over Cal, and Cal has a seat over Brown. Then it's open water back to the Huskies.
Cal is clearly in second.
California clearly in second now. California would love to nip Washington here. And I believe these crews have raced before. Cal and Washington, I think I saw them row in the duel back in April. And Washington was fairly dominant then. California is much closer right now. California is moving on Washington. California is just two-thirds of a length down on the Huskies. Cal has gone to 37.
No, 36.
36, not quite. So this is really tricky here. The coxswains have to be talking to their bowmen.
1 second.
1 second difference between Cal and Washington. So it's going to come down to the wire. So don't miss this race if you're in the crowd. Turn your attention to the last 500. It's open water back from Cal to Brown. Brown's going to have a real devil of a time changing that. And just a question of whether the Huskies can hang on here. No bad strokes. Again, if you can circle down and not get your blade stuck on the recovery. And it looks like Washington may have popped it here. Washington's at 39 with a good 25 to 30 strokes to go. So they've gone a little bit early. Let's see what Cal can do.
Cal's up.
Cal's at 38 also. Wow, what a race. Don't miss this one. Four seats for Washington, that's all.
Fourth spurt. They're challenging Georgetown for fourth spot. But it's still Washington fighting to hold off Cal with 200 meters to go. Washington's at 40 and a half, and Cal has notched it up a gear. They're drawing level. Cal's at 43 and a half, and they're within a seat of Washington, dropping Brown two lengths behind. It's Washington just barely over Cal with a few strokes to go, and the Huskies have the gold by just about a half a length over California. Brown, couple of lengths back in third. And Northeastern did come through for fourth place over Georgetown in fifth and the Naval Academy in sixth. So two gold medals in a row. Going back to Seattle, and both of them in similar fashion. a strong Husky boat holding off a spirited charge by eventual silver medalist California in that race. Those two crews, that sprint really took them far away from the rest of the field, but Brown did garner its bronze medal ahead of Northeastern, Georgetown, and Navy.